Harvest where the juice.
I'm being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
This is the program. There's a little bit of technical difficulties at the moment, figuring it out. But in the meantime, I'll be playing Awaken, three slot. So yeah, thanks for being with me here.
The program. How you doing, Redman? I'm Dr. Travis. Okay, my papers show that you strangled a white male by the name of a Mr. Van Ella at a rap concert. Matter of fact, Redman, my papers show that you committed the same criminal acts 12 other states. Okay, what we're going to do here today, Redman, is we're going to bring some of that unnecessary anger out your system. But I can't do it at what I need for yes and side to side for no. All right. Okay, Redman, I hear that you're a rapper, correct? Okay, if you had your chance to create your own album, in your own words, tell me, in your own words, how would you build it? How would you make it work? Focus your mind. Focus your mind.
In this corner we have
that got you. Hard enough that I could chew a whole back of rye. To an avenue, to an off street and off block, to turn around and do the same damn thing to a soloist. Cause Reggie Noble's pissed. I crushed the whole brain frame. Cause you couldn't maintain the funk to have your rap style for lunch, chump. Cause 92, I take a whole crew. Give them a put to the book, not all of them go too loose. I'll show you what type of stuff I'm on. You can't puff or sniff it because I was born with it. The Funkadelic Devil hit you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, you pin. I get action. So everybody jump with your rump. If you like the way the sound pump, pump it in your back trunk and let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot. Some say I got more juice than Tupac.
Straight out of Jersey.
You heard me, my brother. I'm laughing. Time for some rap. From the land of the lost, I'ma hit you with the funk force that make you run your rap style back to the crack now, brother. This strike the pose like Madonna. My mom's kicked me out because I did what I want. The original P-Funk chomped up a chunk of funk in your skull caps. Cause my jaw snaps with the raw rap. So color me bad plus color me black for the funk that I pack. Yeah, freaking to the funk track.
The funky fly stuff.
Come on and let me kick
the funky fly stuff.
Just to show you where the hell I come from, I get done with the 1, 1, 2. Check my raps on my hip when I have sex.
Like this.
Make you twist to the mist of a funky brain sound when it's puffed on the spliff and all that, the hi-hat. Go by that, listen, look, oops, brother, where your eyes at? They on the floor, pick them up while I pour a little funk down your brain, funk. Listen to my name, Trump.
Red man, ready to rock.
I got a Glock, then pow! Your body is all over the block trying to step to this. The exorcist, kick it. I get mad wicked when twin cock the biscuit and blow your head off just for asking who's the one rap who pow.
Time for some action.
Going for the okey doke. Believe that. His squad's definitely in the house.
In the house.
For the brothers that don't be knowing. What's up?
What's up?
Word is bomb, I gotta show him the flavor. Back to the funk track. Like Black Sheep, my man, you say, who's the red man? Where's the red man? I kill,
yo,
I smother.
Chill.
I get down with
yo,
the
red. Yo, chill, G.
Chill,
G. Chill,
I. Over, man.
It's over, man.
Yo, you don't gotta yo, say don't no gotta more. Say it's over. No more.
All right, well, you heard Red Man. That's enough of that track. That was Time for Some Action by Reggie the Noble, the second and first track off of Red Man's debut album, What the Album. And I love that intro, Psycho Ward. Just, it gives us off the vibe of like an 80s goth record, but just done perfectly with Man's like alter ego and like therapist storytelling that Tyler the Creator kind of just completely ripped off, and I don't see Redman getting any credit for anything he's been doing, actually, considering how influential he was. But yeah, I just picked up this album today. I used to listen to it a bunch at McDonald's when I would work overnights, but they took like half the tracks off because of sampling issues. And yeah, now I can't stream it anymore. But yeah, hoping that sets the tone for today's spooky Halloween episode. I got a lot of stuff coming from you guys. I got some trip hop, I think. We got some goth rock, and just should be pretty fun. Stick around. Coming up next, we got Smoke and Mirrors on JBT. We'll be right back.
the forest, the shadows are stained.
The government to take the game,
but we're left with these brains. In the name of our God and our dead generations, who the poets haven't called for creation. We were born free to the world as we were born and we'll depart. I refuse upon the might to be refused my spot. See the fire here, so hear this calling. Once the man, but come twice the child, because the fear of the man turned us all fucking wild. I'm born again then to see the end, cause all I really truly got is this block and my friends. I remember what the dead said, and I remember what the dead said.
It's not my fault that you lost your
Alright, well that concludes the trip-hop section of today's episode. That was Brand Van 3000 with Forest, put on by my roommate Christian. But I still find it odd that the only like notable, pretty good trip-hop act I can find from Canada is this artist, Brand Van 3000. Trip-hop has been one of my favorite genres for a while now. And yeah, I'm surprised like I can't find anything. I found THC as well, but only one of the members is Canadian, so I'm putting that on the fence. But yeah, coming up next, I'm gonna be going into some more Canadian. I have a couple of new tracks, one of them not really, by some art pop girlies from Canada. I'm gonna be starting off with a classic that I've been playing for a while now, Bon Voyage by Ali X. Very spooky, very nice, very synth poppy. And then we have Many Lives, a new track by Purity Ring. And if you guys have been listening to me for a while, you know that I do really like Purity Ring. And then we have Grimes' new track, Unofficial Angels. And although I don't like love Grimes as a person and kind of think she's in over her head in a lot of things she talks about, she still puts out great, great music. But yeah, coming up next, without further ado,
Bon Voyage, Ali X.
I wanted a foregone. Now Something smarter than you.
The only thing I got is my own annihilation. Annihilation. Isolation.
right, thanks for sticking with me. That was Grimes with Unofficial Angels. Before that was Purity Ring with a new track off the new album. Kinda new. It dropped in September of this year. That track was Many Lives, and before that, Bon Voyage by Ali X. And yeah, just re-listening to Unofficial Angels by Grimes right now, it is just like she listened to Brat and then made her own version of it, which, I don't know, I do think it's better than a lot of the tracks on Brat, but don't kill me. Alright, but coming up next, I'm gonna go back into my goth bag. I don't think I've played any direct goth tracks yet this episode, so I'm gonna kick it off with Bauhaus's Stigmata Mountain, going into a new track by a good band, Christian Death, a classic goth band. But the intro on the, I believe it was 2017 or 2019 album, Blood Moon, which is just an awesome track. And then I'm going to clean it up with a track by The Fall. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Stigmata. We'll be right back.
up to somebody.
Thanks for sticking with me through all that. That was The Fall with I'm a Mummy. Before that was Christian Death with Blood Moon. And before that, Stigmata Martin by Bauhaus. And yeah, everything I said about the about Blood Moon by Christian Death was wrong. It is not the intro of the album it's on. It did not come out in 2017, 2019. It came out in 2022, which is actually kind of impressive from how long the band's been going. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, Halloween coming up this weekend. I hope everybody has fun. Coming up to finish this track, I have, I think, one of the spookiest releases, one of my favorite releases of the year, Tiernanog by Maruja, a four-part song that is just a jam session that they created before their debut album. And their debut album is amazing in its own right, but Tiernanog takes all of the experimental stuff that you heard on Knock and Era and kind of subtract it from Pain to Power, if that makes sense. Pain to Power is more structured. It is easier to flow as an album and to get into if you're not familiar with Maruja's work. Tiernanog is the opposite of that. It's a non-stop jam session of some of the most experimental, grimy, and just saddening instrumentals I've ever heard. And I think it's also a reflection of... I have to do more in-depth look. That's what you guys can do. Do some look into Maruja. Do some look into this EP. But yeah, that's it for today. And I'll see you guys next week.
Tiernanog.